Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Kuf Chaf Vav. We're at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Chay Amud Bet. Chamim Umrim Ben Gach Ben Gach Pochkin Bo. Chamim say in either event, you're allowed to use these. You're allowed to shutter off the windows. The question is, what does Ben Gach Ben Gach mean? Right, there are two options. One, whether or not the rope hangs in the air or is it settled on the ground, or whether or not the shutters themselves are attached to the window at all. My bein kach uvein kach. So what's meant by either in either case? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Kana, bein kashur, bein she'eino kashur, v'hu shemetukan. So according to Rabbi Abba, that means that whether or not it's attached to the window at all, as long as it's functional, ready to use, and ready to attach, then that's what Ben Kach Ben Kach means. Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah, Avalei Mamar, Ben Talui Ben She'eno Talui, V'hush Kashur. But one second, why don't you hold that it is, that as long as yes, it's attached to the building, and whether or not the rope is hanging in midair or on the ground. Right? Because the machloket that exists by a window and a window shade with a hanging rope is similar to a bolt that is used to lock the door that drags on the ground, right? So how exactly is that? What exactly is the machloket there that we're trying to compare? Ditanan, we lived in a mission of Negar HaNigra, Noalin Bo B'migda, Shavala B'medina, right? That a bolt that drags on the ground, you're allowed to use that type of lock in the mikdash, right? But not in the surrounding areas, right? Where there are certain rabbinic prohibitions that don't apply in the mikdash, but you would not be allowed to use such a bolt lock in the surrounding areas. V'hamuna kan v'chan aser, right? But if the bolt is on the ground, meaning detached entirely from the door, you have to pick it up and put it in place, then both in the mikdash and in the medina, it's going to be aser. Yehuda omer hamunach b'mikdash, hamunach b'mikdash, v'ha Nigrar b'medina, right? Where Rabbi Yehuda holds as follows: actually, if there was a bolt, you know, that was completely detached, that you're allowed to pick it up and use it in the mikdash. But if it's one that drags, then obviously you're allowed to use it in the mikdash, but you can even use it in the medina, right? So he's one step more lenient. What we said was usher in both places. He says it's usher in the is mutter in the mikdash. And what we said was mutter only in one place is actually mutter in both places. That's his shita. But clearly, you can see that they're arguing about the status of a bolt that is completely detached, whether you're allowed to pick it up and put it on the and put it on the door. And seemingly in a province, a surrounding area where you have these Isurei Derabanan, no one seems to suggest that you're allowed to pick up a detached bolt entirely and put it on. And that would seem to indicate that you couldn't pick up a detached window shade and put it on. Vitanya, we learned that a brayta ezu negar anigrar shenolim bo mikdash v'lo medina. What is the case of the bolt that drags in the ground that you're allowed to use in the mikdash but not in the surrounding areas? Kol shkashu v'talu v'rosh megila aretz. Anything that is attached to the wall but suspended in midair. And I'm sorry, but suspended from the door and reaches the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ze af b'medina mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. That even in the provinces, in the surrounding areas, are going to be mutter. But what's the case that's aser? Ela ezu shib medina aser. What is the case of the bolt that is aser in the surrounding areas? Kol she'eno lo kasher v'lo taloi. Something that is not tied up and not hanging in midair at all. V'shom to menich v'keren tavin, and it's completely detached from the wall. In fact, and you rested it in the corner, right? So the case that you're that is usher to do in the medina is a case where the bolt is completely detached. You're not allowed to reattach it and then lock with it, which is similar to the window shades. You shouldn't be able to reattach and lock with it. That's a good proof that that's how we that when the chachamim say ben kach uvein kach, they're not talking about if something is detached or attached, because detached is totally off limits. Rather, they must just be talking about a case that is. They must be talking about a case that is attached but hanging in midair. Vamari Yeshua bar Abba Mishmei De'ula Man Tana Negar Nigrar. And who is that Tana who taught that? Rabbi Elazar he. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Amar Le Anada Amriki Hai Tana. So Rabbi Yirmiyah now is going to have to defend himself and his own shita about whether it's a tenable shita to suggest that whether or not it's attached to the wall at all, you're allowed to be using it, right? He says, of course my shita makes sense. I just hold by a different tana than you do, right? I hold by the following tana. The tanya kaneshet kino balabai liot poteach v'noel bo. Right, so a rod that was used to lock a door, at the time that it's attached, you're allowed to remove and you're allowed to use it as a lock and, you know, open and close the door. However, if it's not tied onto the wall, you're not allowed to use it to open and close the door. Mishum Gamliel Omer Mituka Nach Pishenu Kasher. Then Mishum Gamliel comes in and says that no, as long as it is ready for use, the rod is ready for use, it doesn't have to be attached to the wall. As long as it's ready for use, you're good, you're allowed to use it. And I follow that Tana, who holds that even if it's detached from the wall, as long as it's ready for use, you're allowed to. So my interpretation of the Mishnah is actually perfectly fine. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Shilat, I'm Rabbi Yasi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And then Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So I have a perfectly good sheet that suggests that if something is ready for use, even if it's detached from the wall, it's perfectly fine. Umi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Halachi, but does Rabbi Yochanan really hold this way, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The Hatanan, Kol Kisuye, Hakelim, Shiesh, Lahem, Beit Achiz, and Nitalim, Shabbat. Right? All lids for vessels that have handles, you're allowed to carry them around on Shabbat. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, v'hu sheyesh tor kli aleihen. Right, and then it was stated in the name of Rav Yochanan, as long as they're a functional kli, can't take a dysfunctional kli that just has a handle, has to serve as a functional kli. As long as you have that stipulation, then you'd be allowed to move them. Then you'd be allowed to move them. Right, so clearly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that something needs to have a function. Needs to be a functional kli in order for you to move it, even if it has a handle. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not hold that it needs to be a functional kli in order to be able to move it. In which case, it's a little bit odd that we say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the halacha accords like him when they have this fundamental machloket of what kind of kelim that you're allowed to move in the first place. Right, and if you want to say that, yeah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is talking about only a case where it has a torat kli. Or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if something is detached from the wall, that's only allowed to be used if it is definably a functional kli. In which case, he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why it's not weird that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like him here. We buy Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Torah Kli Alav, but does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself require something to be to have an official recognized status as a functional kli? But didn't we teach in a Braita that firewood that you collected as firewood that you decided, hey, I want to sit on this, so then you're allowed to sit on it. But first you have to tie it up in order to show that you're going to use this as something to sit on. But you can't just designate it in your mind. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Ein Tzarech Likshor. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you do not need to tie them up. So just to clarify, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not hold that you need to tie up this firewood in order to use it. Rather, you can use the firewood before you tie it up, right? And if you can use the firewood before you tie it up, then you don't need anything to have an actual kli in order to use it as a kli. Rabbi Yochanan, however, requires something to be an actual kli in order to use it as a kli. And so, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to use this rod, even if it's detached from the door, right, then he's not talking about a functional kli there, or he's lav davka talking about a functional kli. He basically says anything that you can use, so you can just pick up and attach it to the door. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan would require it to have a Torat kli, and would not allow you to just pick up anything. So to say that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here, when they disagree as to what can be used, that's very, very odd. Rabbi Yochanan Zvir like Kavatei Bechada or Pligalei Bechada. No, just Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in one case and argues like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in another case. He argues with him as to whether or not something needs a Torah Kli, but he agrees with him in regards to whether it needs to be attached to the wall in that it doesn't. Darash Rabbi Yitzchak Navka Pitchad Arish Galuta Halach Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak Navka darshened out on the entrance to the door of the Exilog. Then we follow Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. That as long as it is, that whether or not it's hanging in midair, it's okay, but as long as it's attached. Mati Rav Amram, Mitivrayim Lamanush, Pokin Mordi Mikoshim Shabbat. But Rav Amram says, well, don't we have another Tanaic source that suggests that you're allowed to take up the window shutter and measure it and tie it even on Shabbat? In which case, it does not need to be attached, with the source that Rav Amram is bringing in. Amar Le Abaye, Mai Datcha. So Abaye challenges and says, well, how do you know that's what we paskin? Like, Mishum de Katani says, Tama, right? So he says, first of all, meaning just suggests that the Mishnah that you're quoting follows the Rabbanan, who we don't paskin like. We just said we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That's not to say that there's no Shita that doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, right? So you want to tell me that there's a different Shita? I know there's a different Shita. And if you want to say that, oh, even though there's a different Shita, and you know there's a different Shita, it makes sense that this is the Shita we paskin like. Why? Because it's a Stam Mishnah, right? And we generally paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Whenever you have a Mishnah recorded without a specific Shita attributed to it, we generally paskin that way. So if you want to say that this Mishnah that you're talking about of tying these shutters down to the window is a Stam Mishnah, and that's why we should paskin that way, I have a counter argument. Negar hanigra nami stamahi. Right, the argument, the proof that I brought for my shita, the proof that we brought to suggest that only if it's attached you're allowed to use it. Right, with like the bolt dragging on the ground, that's also a stam mishnah. In which case, if you want to say we have to pass on like every stam mishnah, you have a problem because of two contradictory stam mishnas. The stam mishnah of negar hanigra, which makes it sound like only if it's attached you're allowed to use, seems to indicate the opposite. That's also a stam mishnah. So that also should be how we pass in. Right, but even though that's a legitimate a rejection that we just posed because there's two Stam Mishnahs, still from Rav Amram Shita, Rav Amram seems to accord with how we generally practice. And because most people generally practice that way, that's a stronger Raya that is how we paskin. New Mishnah, Kol Kisoya Kalim Shishlam Beit Achiza Nitala Mishabbat, right? All covers to vessels that have a handle, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbat. Amar Rabbi Yosef made the Ramamuri Mechisoy Kakaot, right? So Rabbi Yosef says, what's the case that we're talking about here? Regarding covers of holes in the ground. But we're talking about covers of vessels. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to carry them on Shabbat, whether or not they have handles. Right? If the covers of a vessel, you're allowed to move them on Shabbat, even if they don't have a handle. If it's covered up on the ground, if it's like a cover for a pit, let's say on the ground, that's when they need a handle in order to move them. Right? That is assuming that it has a Torat Kli, that is assuming that we define this thing that we're moving on the ground as a functional vessel. The Chulei Alma Kisui Karkaot Mishlan Benachiza Ini Lolo. Actually, the following is the source of the machloket, right? Because everyone agrees that if something is a cover on the ground, right, it's a cover for a pit on the ground, if it has a handle, everyone says that you're allowed to move it. So there's no machloket there. Kisui Kelim Afagav De Ein Lahem Benachiza. And when it comes to covers of vessels, that whether or not they have a handle, everyone agrees that you may move them, right? So there's no machloket there. So where is the machloket? When it comes to vessels that are attached to the ground, Mar Savar Gazrinan, Umar Savar Lo Gazrinan. Right. So one holds that if they are attached to the ground, even if they have a handle, we make a gzera that you're not allowed to move them. And the other one holds that if they are attached to the ground, as long as they have a handle, we do not make such a gzera. Lishna Achrina. Right. Another version of that machloket, keep ligi b'kisuye tanur, right, where they argue about the lid of an oven. Mar medami le kisuye karka. One holds that the lid of an oven is similar to the lid upon the ground that would need a handle. Umar medami le kisuye kalim. And one holds that the lid of an oven is similar to a lid of a utensil that would not require a handle in order to be moved, because it's more similar to the lid of a utensil. Hadron alach kol hakelim. We're going to stop here.